Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, good evening and welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show, where we always deliver the biggest and the best in sports. And we have secured another very special guest in our next segment. He is one of the all-time greatest coaches. He has an impressive resume, spent 27 years in the league as a head coach, and was named the NBA Coach of the Year in 2013. A true pleasure to introduce on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. That is George Carl, who has just released his new book. It is titled Furious George. And I will say, Coach Carl, one of the things I absolutely love about the book is so many of the photographs in there. You really captured some great memories. And even with your beautiful daughter, Casey, she was in her daddy's arms, and it had to be after one of the games. How old was she in that picture, Coach?
I think she was probably about 10, 8 or 9 or 10. I don't know. I mean, she's always been important to me when she's at the game. I give her a hug. After the game, we have an attention span. So we've had numerous pictures. And so I think, you know, she's evolved into loving basketball and also loves soccer, too.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the book. It is a fascinating and it is a controversial read. And in telling your story, you know what? You did not hold back. You were quite candid and highlighted many of today's pro players. And I thought really pulled back the curtain on life in the NBA as a head coach. And you also talked about being a cancer survivor. So give us your perspective. And what was the goal of the book and that main objective?
You know, when I started the book about 3 years ago, when I was dismissed in Denver, Kurt Sampson, the co-author, and I are good friends. We've been friends for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we always liked the storytelling part of the NBA. And so, you know, when we started to talk about writing a book, and, you know, I said to him, I'd rather just tell my life story by the stories that happened and go into a little more detail, a little more depth than maybe the normal interview would give, and talk about the game of basketball and how it's evolved, celebrate the magnificent game of the NBA that in 1980 was a struggling franchise or a struggling league, and it's turned into a multi-billion dollar business, that's all happened in about 35 years. So I'm just trying to talk to the fan, try to converse with the fan on some of the situations that a coach goes through, some of the difficulties that a coach goes through.
Hey, we're so glad you're with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. And, you know, Coach, you had just talked about that the goal of the book was that you wanted to have a conversation with the NBA fan. And some of the stories that you shared, that you included inside, you know, they were 10 to 15 years old, and it's upset some of your former players, and there's been a reaction. There has been a backlash. Do you have any regrets, and are you a bit surprised?
Yeah, I expected some backlash, but I can't deny that I was surprised by the backlash, the strength of, and maybe the depth of the backlash. And that's not what I wanted to cause. I just wanted to cause a conversation about the game of basketball and some of the difficult situations that I went through.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, the stories, as you said, my stories are, you know, that we have are 10 to 15 years old, and I've evolved. I mean, everybody's evolved. I mean, you know, you go through the difficult times, you grow a little bit, you hopefully learn a little bit, and hopefully you get a little bit smarter along the way, too. So I just wanted the stories to be told and let the fans make their interpretations. The reaction was at times difficult to, you know, the flowback. But I think if you read the book from the beginning of the book to the end of the book,
mm-hmm.
it's a very positive book. It's a celebration of my life in the NBA. It's a meaningful celebration because I've changed and I've grown and I've learned. And I love the NBA. I love coaching, and I've been blessed to have the opportunity to not only have great players and difficult times with these great players, but a lot of fun and a lot of success. And that's kind of one I wanted to share, the learning experiences of going through cancer, the learning experiences of losing them in the NBA Finals, the losing in Denver in the first round that probably got me fired. But then the celebrations of making it to the Finals, the celebrations of coaching some great players. And that's kind of what I wanted it to be. I knew there'd be some disagreement, some disorientation, but I just want the fans and some of the basketball coaches out there who love the game of basketball to feel what I went through and how much I loved what I went through and also some of my successes.
You know, George, 3 decades coaching in the NBA, but I will say that one of the things I enjoyed the most about your book was reliving some of your memories in my hometown, and that is Great Falls, Montana. I was really touched. I mean, it brought back a lot of memories for me personally, and I just want to share kind of the backstory for all of our listeners tonight. You spent time in San Antonio after your playing days there as a scout and an assistant, but your first head coaching job was in the Continental Basketball Association in Great Falls and with the Montana Golden Nuggets back in 1980. And you were making a hefty $18,000 a year. What'd you think when you got off the plane and you arrived in the Electric City for the first time? Because that's some humble beginnings.
It was unique. I mean, the learning experiences of, you know, not only coaching a basketball team, but trying to make the franchise survive, because it's always on the verge of closing up and running away. And
right.
I like Great Falls. Great Falls had some really good basketball people, guys mm-hmm. like Gene Esplin and Ray Dodd.
Oh, yeah.
Some really good basketball minds in Great Falls, Montana. And it was fun to bring pro basketball to Montana. And I had 3 years there. I didn't make a lot of money there. I didn't get paid all the time.
Uh-huh.
But we had, you know, we played in high school gyms. The Chicken saved the franchise. You know, there was just a lot of fun stories about the game of basketball. And that's kind of what I like about the game. The game, you know, the game has this big show, you know, like it's the Broadway of basketball. It's on TV every day. And you know, it has national coverage from ESPN to now we get over coverage. But the whole thing comes down to the game of basketball is fun best when you talk about it with your friends, with your coaches, and a lot of times with your enemies. You know, when you go out to dinner with your coach that you just played, you get angry and you talk trash and you tell stories. And through those stories, I think the game of basketball gets better. Through those stories, I think conversations that might be difficult get answered. And so I think hopefully in the end, that's what this book will do.
Well, I think back to your time in Great Falls, and your star player was Terry Stotts, and he helped guide the Nuggets to the CBA championship game in 81 and 83 in both of those seasons. And you were, as a result, you did an outstanding job. You were named the CBA Coach of the Year. So I know Terry, he's coaching a proud Sooner. We both are. And he's, you know, the head coach with the Trailblazers. What stands out when you think back and you're reflective on Terry's playing days for you?
You know, Terry was a guy that, you know, was a second-round draft pick, chose to go to Europe. And out of the blue one day, he called me and said, "I'm coming back from Europe."
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Good, you want to come play in Great Falls, Montana?" And he says, "I'll be there in a couple days." And so that was a 3-year relationship in Montana where he was extremely, a very, very talented player, very close to an NBA player. And he never made it to the NBA, which I think he should have, because I thought he was good enough to play in the NBA. And then, you know, we started our career as an assistant coach, you know, assistant coach in Albany, New York. And then, of course, when I got to Seattle, I brought him as an assistant coach. And the process was a 15 to 20-year process. And now I think he's one of the top coaches in the NBA today, and he does a great job.
One of the greatest NBA coaches of all time is joining us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the next generation of sports, and that is George Karl. We got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with George Karl. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com.